Hey guys, if you missed out on the last conference in Nashville, Tennessee, you don't want to miss out on the next one. It's April 28th through May 3rd, Orlando, Florida, the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. You made a mistake missing the last one. You don't want that to happen again on this one. 5 days of some of the best training you're ever going to experience packed into one event. We have an early bird special right now, $50 off. Use 24 early bird on our website, streetcop.com. Look for the conference, click the link, register today. If you want to get significantly better at this profession in 5 days, don't dare miss out on the 2024 Street Cop Conference.
111.
When can I use an arrest warrant to enter someone's home? What do you guys, what's the rule? Got to have three things. You got to have a warrant. You've got to have a reason to believe that they're currently inside the house and a reason to believe they live in this particular house. Now, live there, we're not talking about they have to own the house. They have to be on the lease. They have to be on the mortgage. They have to be paying rent. Some people live in different places from night to night. And sometimes it can be very difficult to determine where a person lives. Okay? But if you've determined it's reasonable to believe someone lives there and that they are there right now and you have an arrest warrant, you can go inside to search for the person. The arrest warrant carries with it the limited but implied authority to enter the place where the suspect lives to look for him or her when you have a reason to believe they're there. What if it's searched at a later place in time? See, in John's, officers stopped a car, searched it for drugs, found a package in the car. They arrested Johns. They took the package. They didn't search the package on the side of the road, and I don't remember exactly why. They took the package back to the police station. 3 days later, they got around to opening, searching the package, and they did it without a warrant. Now, could they have searched that package in the car on the side of the road? Yeah, Ross already covered that. Well, what about 3 days later at the police station? No urgency, Johns is in jail. Shouldn't the officers have gotten a search warrant? And the Supreme Court said, nope. 3 days later at the police station, doesn't matter. If they could have searched it on the side of the road, there's no reason they can't take it somewhere else and search it there. As long as it could have been searched on the side of the road, the automobile exception allows it to be searched at a later time and place. Again, this is all under the automobile exception. It was a traffic stop. I think they walked the dog around the car, alerted, searched the car, found nothing. And then the handler said, well, I'll walk him around the people. Somehow the dog alerted to one of the people, Tedford. And he argued that the sniffing of his person was a search. And since it's a search, it should require probable cause. If the officer had probable cause that I had drugs on me, then sure, let him walk the dog around me. The state argued the Caballa's argument. It's not a search at all. So we don't need anything. And said that you can walk a dog around a person with reasonable suspicion that they've got drugs on them. Now that implies that it's a search, okay? Because you don't need reasonable suspicion to do non-searches. So the court implied by holding you need reasonable suspicion to walk a dog around a person.
Hey guys, check out our upcoming training at streetcop.com. Don't forget, we have 50 instructors nationally teaching a variety of topics. These are the best classes you're going to experience in your career. We make sure of it. You're going to love it. I guarantee you, you're going to be thankful that you went. Check us out at streetcop.com for all upcoming classes in your area.